朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们以忠心的管家作为我们今年的主题。
We thank God that this year our theme of the year is the faithful servant.
我个人对这个主题的负担是两方面。
I have two burdens toward this theme.
一方面是在信仰上面的忠心，另外一方面是在侍奉上的忠心。
The first one is regarding to our faith, faithful to our faith, and the second one regarding to our service.
我们今天看见在教会里面有许许多多在信仰上不忠心的一些现象。
Today we see many people who are not loyal to our faith.
信主了，但是过了一段时间，慢慢就离开主。
Yes, they may accept the Lord for a short while, and they slowly departed from the Lord.
这是在信仰上面的不忠心。
This is a disloyalty to your faith.
也有在侍奉上，我们看见许多不忠心的一些现象。
Many times we see the situation that people are not loyal to their stewardship.
我们看见在教会里面热心的不得了，但是过了一段时间以后，我们见不到他。
We see many people started off very enthusiastic about service in their church worship, and then that slowly they just leave.
所以当我们提到忠心的管教的时候，我们所想到是两方面的，一方面是在我们的信仰上，一方面是在我们的侍奉上。
So when we read the theme, the faithful steward, we will see it in two aspects. First, regarding to our faith. Second, regarding to our service.
我记得在英国近代被主重用的一个神的仆人，他的名字叫 John Stott.
I remember a servant in England who was greatly used by the Lord.
感谢主，在十二年前，当他在台湾领会的时候，我有机会跟他同工做他的翻译。
His name is John Stott. Thank God that 12 years ago, when he was working in Taiwan, I had the opportunity of co-working with him.
他在全世界各地为主领会，或者是在各地这个做了许多的工作。
He has been traveling all over the world and worked for the Lord.
有一次他说了一些发人深省的话。
Once that he said a few words that really encourage us.
因为他提到在新加坡的教会。
Because he mentioned the churches in Singapore.
他说他二十年前到新加坡教会去的时候，看见一个令人振奋的现象。
He said that 20 years ago he went to Singapore and saw a situation in the church that really startled him.
因为他发现新加坡的教会是充满年轻人。
Because he saw that in the Singapore churches they're full with youth, young people.
但是他说二十年以后他又到新加坡去。
In another 20 years, he went back to Singapore.
他看到一个令人难过的现象。
He saw something that really disappointed him.
因为在新加坡的教会，他二十年以后去，发现还是那个现象，充满年轻人。
Because 20 years later, he went back to Singapore and found the same situation, so filled with young people.
同样的一件事情。
The same matter.
二十年前，他心里面兴奋；二十年以后，他心里面难过。
He was greatly encouraged by it 20 years ago, but saddened by it 20 years later.
为什么呢？因为在二十年前的青年人今天哪里去了？
What happened to those people 20 years ago?
二十年前充满年轻人，二十年后还是充满年轻人，这是今天普遍教会的现象。
It's quite prevalent in the churches nowadays to be filled with young people 20 years ago and still young people nowadays.
在信仰上，在侍奉上，最大对我们的考验就是时间。
Our greatest test.In both our faith and stewardship is time.
我们看见许多所谓五分钟热度的信仰。
We see people with 5 minutes of warmth.
我们看到一些虎头蛇尾，或者从台湾来说虎头老鼠尾的一些侍奉的一些光景。
We see people who with a great beginning and a really small humiliating ending.
不只是今天新加坡的华人教会是如此，我们看见普遍各地的教会都是这样的现象。
Not only do we see that situation in common in Singapore, but we see it in common all over the world.
今天神不只是在教会里面寻找忠心的人。
Not only does God look for a faithful servant in His church today.
我们今天看见一般的公事机关里面也在找忠心的人。
We also see the great commercial world also looking for faithful people.
我们发现在家庭夫妇的关系上也在找忠心的人。
We see even in the family relationship we're looking for people that are loyal.
忠心是今天许多的地方许多人所寻找所肯定的一个美德。
faithfulness and loyalty is a virtue that people are seeking after this world.
我们常常希望为我们的公司找一个坚持到底的忠心的职员。
Many times we look for our own company a person that will persist to the end.
我们也希望我们能够嫁给一个一往情深忠心的丈夫。
We also look to marry a spouse that will be loyal to you till death.
今天不只是教会如此，我们今天看见全世界都在寻找忠心这个美德。
So today, not only do we see that in the church, we see the rest of the world all looking for a virtue, which is loyalty and faithfulness.
所以我们在主的面前把这样的一个题目作为我们的，就作为我们一年的方向工作的重点。我相信弟兄姊妹经过半年以后，慢慢慢慢能够了解。我们心里面的负担。
So this year we seek after a faithful steward. We hope that by this time, which is midpoint of a year, that we have a burden toward this target.
我们是在求神在教会里面兴起一些忠心的管家。
We pray that the Lord will arouse some faithful and loyal servants in His churches.
我们在圣经里面看见不少关于这一个忠心的见证和榜样，我们看得相当的多。
We see in the Bible the many examples for faithful stewardess.
上一次我曾经跟大家分享过，只有在圣经里面，我们看见只有在摩西的身上，是上帝亲口宣布说这个是他忠心的仆人。
Last time we talked about that only on Moses, God would call him a faithful steward.
在民数记十二章，神亲口做见证，我的仆人摩西，他是在我的全家敬忠的那一位。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, God personally testified that Moses is a faithful steward.
我们过去曾经在两次的主日崇拜跟大家分享摩西他的榜样和见证。
In our past two Sundays, we have shared with you the example of Moses as a faithful steward.
感谢主，很多弟兄姊妹对于这两次的信息有普遍很肯定的一个回应。和共鸣。
We praise God that we, in general, you know, of this church, that we have a positive assurance of this.
因为我们在这一段时间里面，我们从摩西的身上找到一些认同。
Because we see identify with Moses.
我们不管是读经也好，我们是听到也好，什么情形使我们在读经的时候有收获？什么时候在我们这个听到的时候能够得益呢？
Whether we're in our daily devotion or reading the Bible or listening to sermon,
就是在我们看那一段圣经的时候的那个人物，我们产生一种认同感。
We pray to God that from the people that we're reading after in the Bible that we have a sense of identification.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹会认同摩西，不只是知道摩西是一个在埃及留学的一个学生。
I'm sure some of us will identify Moses as a foreign exchange student in Egypt.
我们在留学生的身份上，我们可以跟他认同。
From our position as a foreign student, that we can identify with Moses.
但是更进一步的，我们可以跟摩西认同的是他那三段式的信仰经历。
But furthermore, we can identify with Moses in his three stages of faith.
我们过去两次都提到摩西120年分成三个40年不同的经历。
In last two Sundays, we have shared with you that Moses, in his 120 year of life, can be split into three stages.
他第一个40年是在埃及的皇宫里面度过。
The first 40 years of his life is spent in Egypt in the palace.
我们用"我能"两个字来形容他。
We're describing that stage as I can, I will.
他实在觉得他所学到的一些事情，使他在当时的时代表示他相当有把握，对于他面临的所有的一些挑战。
Moses, at the first 40 years of life, was so sure that he can face all kinds of challenges in his life based on his education.
我能
I can, I'm able.
但是到了第二个四十年
But in the second 40 years of his
life, 他在旷野牧羊的时候
when he's shepherding the sheep in the wilderness,
他被神带领到一个地步，他不是觉得我能，他觉得我什么都不能，他觉得我不能。
The Lord led him to a position when he said, I cannot do anything.
当神要他出来工作的时候
when God called him to work for
him, 当神要用他的时候
when God's using him,
当神要把责任临到他的时候
when God gave him responsibility,
他跟神说我什么都不行
that I'm not able.
我一样东西都不行到了一个极其自卑的一个地步
He's to an extreme point of self-pityness.
我们从我们的经验上看见骄傲和自卑常常就是一线之隔而已
Many times in our experience, we see a fine line between pride and self-pity.
我们从我们的观察和对人接纳的经历当中或者从我们自我的经验当中发现骄傲和自卑只不过是一线之隔的双胞胎
In our observation or dealing with other people we see that there's only a pride and, and self-pity it's only a fine line apart
摩西最后的40年并不愉快老实说
To be honest with you, the last 40 years of Moses' life is not very well spent. It was not very smooth.
第二个40年他在旷野牧羊。
During the second 40 years of his life, he was shepherding the sheep in the wilderness.
最后四十年在旷野牧人。
In the last 40 years, he was shepherding in the wilderness of people.
羊有调皮的羊。
There are some mischievous sheep.
那么讲人的调皮呢，就把羊就更厉害了。
The human could be more mischievous than sheep.
我们读圣经，我们知道那四十年来，他带领着以色列人出埃及。
We read from the Bible that in that 40 years he led people out of Egypt.
这些以色列人看见云柱火柱，明明看见神的引导。
These people, Israelites, saw the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire, obvious guidance by the Lord.
但是他们常常发怨言。
But they often complained.
常常起争论。
They often had quarrels.
最糟糕，常常攻击摩西。
The worst of all, they always attacked Moses.
曾经有一党人。
There's a clan, a group of people.
有250个人之多，他们叫可拉党，他们一同起来攻击摩西。
The approximately 250 people, the Kloy, they attacked Moses.
最后使他心里面最伤痛的就是他的亲哥哥、亲姐姐站起来毁谤他。
The what hurt Moses the most is the slandering done by his own brother and sister.
当我们看见这些故事的时候，
When we read these stories,
我们了解为什么神称他为他在神的全家是敬重的人。
We can understand why God called him a faithful steward in God's household.
不要说120年，就是单单的40年之久，他是那样的任劳任怨，至死忠心。
Set aside the 120 years, but just in that 40 years alone, that he has faithful to that.
弟兄姊妹，他的忠心的秘诀在哪里？
Brother and sister, what is his secret to his faithfulness?
为什么在这样恶劣的环境里面，摩西可以一直站立得稳，一直到他最后离开这个世界？
Why is that that in this vicious situation that he can still hold firm in his faith and until the moment he left the world.
好吧，我们一起看出埃及记第三章，刚才我们所读的这一段经文。
Will we all turn to Exodus chapter 3, the scripture we just read?
刚才我们所读的这十二节的圣经很自然可以分成两个段落。
The first, the 12 passages that we just read can be easily split into two parts.
第一个段落是第一节到第六节。
The first one being verse 1 to 6.
第二个段落是后面七节到十二节。
The second is 7 to 12.
这两段圣经所带来的真理支持摩西度过四十年的难关。
The truths that have brought to us in this 12 verses has supported Moses to face all kinds of situations.
他任何时候想到环境的这些打击的时候，
When he faced all kinds of problems and troubles,
他任何时间发现这些人对他有敌意毁谤他的时候，
Whenever he faced slandering or animosity,
而且这些人是他最亲爱的姐姐和哥哥，
Especially including his own brother and sister attacking him.
但是他想到他在出埃及记第三章这里，也就是在他八十岁的时候所经历的事情的时候。
But when you look upon Exodus 3, which is what he experienced at the age of 80,
在这里他经历神的启示，在这里他经历神的应许，支持他一直忠心到底。
Here he experienced God's vision and God's calling that which supported him to the end.
上一次我曾经跟弟兄姊妹分享过。
Last time I had shared with you.
什么叫成功？
What is to be a victory?
对我服侍主的人来讲，我认为成功就是等于忠心。
A victory or success, as far as a person who serves the Lord is concerned, is to be faithful.
对一个神的仆人来讲
，To a servant of God,
锲而不舍，坚持到底，这个就是忠心。
To persist to the end is to be faithful.
在打击的里面，能够不被打倒，而能够靠着主的恩典站立起来，这个叫忠心。
To be able to sustain your faith to the end is faithfulness.
半年的时间思想中心的管家这个题目。
We have already spent half a year meditating on the theme of faithful steward.
我在主的面前越来越羡慕，越来越憧憬，越来越盼望，我能够有一天真的被主称为是一个忠心的人。
In front of the Lord, I can say that I really desire or wish to be called a faithful steward by the Lord one day.
弟兄姊妹，我们看圣经，我们看见这个忠心不是人给你的，是上帝给你的。
Brothers and sisters, here we see that faithfulness is something, it's not something you can achieve, but something given to you by God.
不管是新约也好，不管是旧约也好，每一次当一个人被挂一个忠心的仆人的名字的时候，那是主给的，不是人给。
Whether you've been in Old Testament or the New Testament, every time a person is called faithful, it's not by the people around him, but by God.
我们在这里看见这两段的经文，给我们看见什么样的一个重心呢？一个题目呢？一个分题呢？
We see from this scripture what kind of theme it presents us.
第一个，我们看见第一节到第六节，摩西看见荆棘的大异象，荆棘的异象。
From verse 1 to 6, we see the vision of the thorn, a bush.
第七节到十二节，我们看见 神给他一个同在的应许。
From the verses 7 to 12, we see that God's assurance for being with them will be always with them.
我们先花一点时间看前面六节，什么叫做荆棘的异象？
What is the vision of the thorn, the bush?
在第一节告诉我们说，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶托罗的羊群，一日在羊群这个领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
From verse 1, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert, came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
我曾经在这里跟大家分享过，圣经告诉我们说，在小事上忠心，神就让我们在大事上忠心。
Once I shared with you here that if you are faithful on the small deeds, God will let you be faithful in the big deeds.
摩西在旷野40年牧羊，在牧羊的事上忠心，所以主让他在最后的40年，让他在牧人的事上忠心。
In the second 40 years of Moses' life, he was faithful in shepherding the sheep, and God saw that, so he made him faithful, made him a shepherd of people.
这里告诉我们说，摩西牧养他岳父的羊，虽然没有讲得很清楚，但是我们知道40年如一日，摩西一直就在牧养他岳父的羊。
Here, although it didn't tell us explicitly, but here it says Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. 40 years, Moses has been faithful in tending the flock.
一日，我们不知道是哪一日，但是这一日突然之间临到他。
Here it's 40 years, it's like one day. All of a sudden, it happened upon him.
他来到何烈山，就是西乃山。他到了这个山上，他突然他在下面所发生的事情改变了他的一生。
He came to the Mount of Horeb, which is also Mount of Sinai. What happened there changes all his life.
摩西四十年在旷野所做的工作，实在是一个不醒目的工作。
The work that Moses had done in the past 40 years of his life is not something to be significant.
我在看的时候，我觉得摩西这四十年所做的工作也不是太出奇的工作。
It's not something, you know, great heroic.
你看他做了四十年。
You see that he worked for 40 years.
你看他圣经上怎么说？他牧养他岳父的群羊。
Here the Bible describing he was tending the flock of his father-in-law.
我们知道圣经里面还有一个人物。
We know that the Bible also mentions another person.
他的名字叫雅各。
His name is Jacob.
他也是牧羊的人。
He's also a shepherd.
而且呢，他也是牧他岳父的羊。
Also, he was tending the flock of his father-in-law.
但是呢，摩西四十年，他只牧了20年的羊。
But you know, Moses spent 40 years, and you know he only tended the flock for 20 years.
这个雅各很厉害。
Jacob was very, very shrewd.
20年之久。
20 years,
他一根拐杖到他的岳父家。
He had a staff with him, but coming to his father-in-law.
20年以后离开他拐父这个岳父家的时候。
When 20 years later he left his father-in-law's house.
他带着一大群的羊回去。
He took with him a whole big flock of sheep.
这雅各实在了不起。
Jacob was really great.
我觉得我们今天如果做买卖做生意的人，应该常常研究一下雅各的哲学。
Bob is engaging in business. We should study the philosophy of Jacob.
真的，有机会我们看看雅各的故事是很有意思的。
Sometimes we find it very interesting to study Jacob.
他实在用非常巧妙的方法使他成为一个富翁。
He was very cunning in achieving his success.
但是这个摩西好可怜。
But Moses is so sad.
他做的时间比雅各多一倍。
He worked twice as long as Moses had.
40年下来。
After 40 years,
你在这里看他还在牧羊。
He is still tending the flock.
他牧他岳父叶托罗的羊群。
Still tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro.
哎，我们觉得这个人实在不太出息。
We see that he really doesn't have hasn't achieved much.
搞了个半天，一点成果都没有。
After all these time, still no achievement.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
我们知道，我们看成就，我们看一个人的成功。
We see that people's achievement and we judge them by their success.
我们承认有一个从世界的角度来衡量的一个成功。
We have to admit that there's a worldly standpoint judging somebody's success.
在3年前，在台湾听说有一本书，有一个人做了3本书，在台湾连续这个成为畅销书好久。
3 years ago, a person wrote a series of three books. These three books were the bestseller for a long period of time.
跟成功有关系。
Has something to do with success.
听说在台湾，一看见这两个字，每个人眼睛都炸大了，都希望赶快去买来看看。
Legend has it that upon hearing the word success, everybody in Taiwan want to be part of it.
4年前我回台湾。
4 years ago, I went back to Taiwan.
我问一些老朋友，今天的在我们不在的6、7年的时间里面，台湾有什么出名的书？我希望买一些回去，希望能够赶上这个文化的这个水准。
I was asking some of my friends when I went back to Taiwan 4 years ago, what kind of books have been popular in Taiwan in the past 6 and 7 years that we've left it?
好的，他
we can bring ourselves to the cultural level of time.
后来他们把我带到书店去。
So they took us to the bookstore.
第一本给我的书是什么书呢？
What was the first book that he took us?
他们说李牧师这本书最近几年在台湾是畅销又畅销。
He said this, you know, Pastor Lee, this book in Taiwan has been the bestseller for many years.
说你一定要买，你一定要回去看。
You have to buy it and go back and read it.
他一下给我三本。
All of a sudden, he gave me three books.
同样一个作者，但是三个不同的台湾的翻译的人翻译的书。
The same author translated by three, by the same Chinese translators.
这本书的名字叫做《日本第一》。
The book, the title of the book is Japan First.
日本第一，听说这本书在台湾非常的流行，因为很多人想要怎么样成功。
I heard it that, you know, that was a very popular book because in Taiwan many people want to have success.
但是我们看见属世看的成功和今天圣经里面属灵角度看的成功是不一样。
But today, from what we read, we see that the worldly success is very different from the spiritual success.
而且属世的成功和属灵的成功在永恒性来看它的意义也是不一样。
And also the definition of the worldly success is very much different from the spiritual success in the long run, in the timeless.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。